Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Sports Talk on WIP, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS at Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. It was quite a weekend for the Eagles. They land Jair Alexander this morning, Jalen Phillips last night, Jaden Daniels out, and a significant injury. And you wake up this morning, you look at the odds. I mean, the NFC East is clearly over. We're raising the banner here on the show today for the NFC's first time back-to-back years. We're going to have a winner here since 03-04. Are you ready? Are you got it? You in?
Nah. Okay. Still got a lot of football left to be played.
And what's going to happen in those 9 weeks?
I mean, we could potentially be raising a banner. I'm not betting against it, but I'm just saying. I'm going to wait to see until it happens.
Going to raise the banner.
No. I'm not betting against it.
Yeah,
I'm just waiting for us to finish this little.
Waiting for what?
At least we got to play at least 5 more games.
You would be willing to call it after the next 5?
Maybe. Okay. All depends on what those next 5.
Maybe we need to go through what. Maybe we need to do this exercise with you. What would he need to see over the next 5 weeks for him to call it? And then we'll redo the show where Hugh officially declares the NL East NFC's over.
And should I celebrate with him or should I fight him on that show?
You should. You should fight me to just.
But I called it in November. I mean, I have.
You can call it, Joe, and that's fine. You can do that. That's not where
I'm at. What's the worst that happens? So this is what my favorite part of
I don't see. This is where I'm going to keep my reckless speculation to myself because
you're afraid
wanna,
they're going to blow it.
No.
I mean, that's the only explanation.
There's a lot that could potentially happen between now and 9 games.
Like what?
Now and 9. A lot.
We have a lot of depth.
I don't want to speak it into existence.
Right, injuries are going to happen. It's the NFL, right? Howie Roseman has just spent the last 2 weeks adding player after player
for depth. We haven't had any key injuries, though. We haven't had any significant injuries. That's the key. Like, you can have injuries, but if you have certain significant injuries.
Like who?
I ain't saying no names.
Well, I'm just. I'll put it this way.
Jinxes aren't real, remember.
I'm just saying, I'm still not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not playing this game.
All right, you know what you forced me to do?
What I do?
I'm going to up the ante.
No, don't do that.
Ante. There's not a single injury over the next 9 weeks that's going to change this division.
Whoa.
I'm serious. I'll let your imaginations fly on it, but I don't think there's anything that would change the division.
See, you took it too far, Joe.
I did not.
This is where we have. This is why people get mad.
It's a math, guys. This is math.
We don't care.
This is math. They have 6 wins already.
No, you take it too far, they man. Have, no, they, oh, no,
six
no.
wins. Time out. 6 wins. Okay, they're going to beat the Raiders at home. I don't care if you're playing. They're going to beat the Commanders twice. I don't care if you're playing. That's 9 wins. Okay, all I need to do is get to 10.
You're being real reckless today.
Why?
I mean, you just are. I don't like that. You're being really reckless with your speculation.
No, what I'm doing is telling you the other teams in this division can't get to the
bar.
Can
we get past Green Bay this week? Can we work on that?
It doesn't even, the Green Bay game is irrelevant to this.
Joe, you're doing way too
Hold
much
on.
Now.
You think if they lose to Green Bay, that's going to change the NFC?
No, but I'm saying let's get the win against Green Bay this weekend. I'm speaking into existence. Let's get the win again.
Sure, that'd be wonderful. And that's important for the one seed and all those goals.
There's a lot of football left to be played.
For the division, the game against Green Bay is irrelevant. What matters here moving forward is just they take care of the business against Dallas, the two Washington games, and they beat the Raiders. That would get them to 10 wins. Like you guys think the Dallas Cowboys with that defense are getting to 10 wins? I don't.
No.
Okay. Well, if no one else gets to 10 wins.
Anything can happen, though. I'm not too much worried about anybody else. I'm worried about us and right. us maintaining our focus.
Totally. But to lose the division, someone else has to win it.
Yeah.
Right.
I get your point. And your biggest threat right now would be the Dallas Cowboys, which look like no threat at all.
No. It's make
believe. So it's you against you. It's you against yourself. So that's the thing. You just got to make sure you stay focused and do what you're supposed to do.
Well, the other thing going on in the NFC is a whole bunch of craziness that leads me to where I am today. All right, 215-592-9494. I'm not even sure where we start on this. I'll give you three options. You tell me which option you want to start on. You want to start on pettiness?
Oh, I like pettiness.
An owl in someone's home or tears? Because they all happen in the division this weekend. An owl in someone's home. Tears or pettiness?
You know, I'm a fan of petty.
You want to start with petty?
Yeah, I'm a fan of petty.
Kyle, can we start with petty? Let's hear from our guy, Hughes guy, B. Mitch, who's been a guest on our show quite a few times. He was on the post game last night after the Commanders got trounced at home, and he's annoyed. He's petty. Here's B. Mitch.
So, I would just say this. I got a lot of people in my sights. Go for it on the radio this week, and now y'all know who y'all are. I'm coming at you. I'm going to expose a lot of people. Because they try to act as if they care about the team. They're not fans of the team by stretch already. There are a bunch of guys who did not like us having drafted Jay, and they wanted to draft somebody else. There are a lot of people who try to play that game as if, you know, the person, no. You don't seem to like him. You like the other person.
Yeah.
And I think it's very much like somebody else. And I'm not going to say that lady's name yet, but people probably know. I don't like her because she was always doing stuff a certain way. And I'm starting to notice a lot of our radio personalities are the same way. So, yes, the team is not playing well right now. They're not doing good. But the ultimate thing is, I'm not going to allow you or people to use their own personal reasons to try to come at this team and try to throw some little salt in the game.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I love that about B-Mix.
He reminded me of you. I got to be honest. I heard it when he got on his soapbox and he was firing away.
Yeah, he was. I hit him up this morning. I told him I was proud of him. I did tell him. That.
But that's how you know they're having a tough season. That's the post game show.
Yeah,
stuff.
Because we all know it, and it's where people have their agendas, and now you can drive your agenda home. The toughest out of all of this is that young man, Jayden Daniels, and the fact that. He's had a tough season.
Yeah.
After he's reached tremendous highs, now he's in the lower part. Now it's going to be on him to see how he bounces back from this. Coach Quinn didn't help him out at all.
He shouldn't have been in the game at that point.
Yeah, I'm not trying to throw Coach Quinn under the bus. I think he did a good job of doing that himself. Coach Quinn did.
Oh, for sure. He should. It was bad coaching.
Yes. And for you to sit there and talk about hindsight being 2020, yeah, that's how usually hindsight works.
Yeah, it does. So they're a disaster in D.C. They're not going to win this division. Do you want to go to Crying next or the Owl?
Let's go to Crying.
Let's go to Crying. All right, after the San Francisco 49ers went to MetLife yesterday and beat the Giants, Brian Daboll in his press conference may have had tears in his eyes.
Brian, are those tears of emotion or is that just...
Is it what?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you're saying. You walked in here, it looked like there were tears coming out of your eyes.
No.
That's just allergies?
No. No, it wasn't tears.
It's a hell of an accusation.
Yeah, well, if you see the video, Hugh, the man looks like he's teared up.
Probably like, I'm about to lose my job and these guys aren't playing. Like, they had a nice little run as far as hard.
They won two games.
Playing hard.
Sure.
Early on.
Remember the Bears last year when they were playing hard and then the Hail Mary, they lost the game and they never won again?
Yeah.
That's the Giants.
Yeah, he's probably looking at it like, let's be honest, Giants fans. If you're a Giants fan, he's overstayed his welcome.
Sure.
He's definitely overstayed his welcome.
Yep.
It's one of those things where, you know, like, you know, I always joke about taking a coaching job and going somewhere and coach. He's what, 3 years overdue? He was 3 years overdue to get fired.
I think it's his fourth year there.
Yeah, he's been overdue.
Yep.
He's definitely been overdue because I think they've been underachieving since he's been there, since he got hired.
Yeah, they're just bad.
Came from Buffalo, right? He was supposed to be this innovative offensive coach, offensive-minded coach. And for the weapons that they've had offensively, and for the output offensively that they had, this was probably their best season, like the two games that they won. Well, the three, they lost the one to Denver.
Yeah, they made the playoffs his first year, since then it's been bad.
Yeah, it's been a bad offensive output.
Yeah, he's a bad coach, and they're a bad football team. So they stink. Their coach is crying after the game. B. Mitch is being petty on postgame. And then there's this story. As the Cowboys, we watch them tonight at home against the Arizona Cardinals. Did you hear this story? Brian Schottenheimer, the head coach of the Cowboys, Hugh, had an owl get into his house late last week.
Okay.
He was in team meetings, and apparently he had 72 text messages from his wife and son because they couldn't get an owl out of their house. Had to end up getting animal control over to the house. What would you do if you had an animal in the house? Or let's say an owl. Like, how would you handle that?
If I was there?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to answer that question.
What does that mean?
Because that owl would probably, like, I don't know what the conservation laws is for owls.
But what would you do?
Dead owl.
But how are you going to get it?
I'm probably a BB gun or something.
Okay, you got a BB gun now.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You asked and you put me in a bad spot.
You did ask.
You put me in a bad spot.
Well, you could have called animal control.
No, I wouldn't have thought that. You know what I mean? I would have just been
you wouldn't have thought of animal control?
Well, no, because everybody freaking out, like as the pedophilius, you got to take care of your business. You got to, handle that. So we probably would have gotten in trouble.
Okay. Well, the Schottenheimer's got animal control. I probably
would have been, known as the owl killer, and it probably, knowing my luck, it would have probably been an owl that's on the endangered species list. You know what I mean? Because I was making snap decisions.
Yep. Guilty.
You know what I'm saying? And now y'all looking at me, and I'm getting DMs people talking about doing.
I wasn't
mean
trying
and
to get you in trouble. I just was wondering.
I'm just saying. Not now. For all the people that's about to DM
you could just
me,
open the door and let it fly out.
Yeah. For all the people windows. That about to DM me, it didn't happen. So relax.
This was happened to Brian Schottenheimer.
Yes. And owls, like, it all depends on what kind of, because some of them owls got sharp ass claws, Joe.
You afraid owls?
I'm just. Have you seen some of these owls? They have sharp claws.
I mean,
claws.
I've seen what I've seen outside. I mean,
owls are that dude. They can get after it a little bit. Like, owls can get
owls
after it a little
are
bit.
That dude?
They can get after it a little bit.
Yeah, but the owl's probably scared to death in your house. It
how
doesn't
did the owl
be
get in the house, though? Somebody left the front door open?
That's for the Schottenheimers.
And the owl's wingspan is like, it's like some of the owls are huge.
Some of them,
so maybe you shouldn't be shooting a BB gun at an owl. Maybe you should take cover.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'm in that one. I'm in that.
Okay, good. Can you give a second clue for Hugh's Clues before we go any further?
Do I have to?
Let's
move on.
All right,
we have a four-pack of tickets. And the Flyers and the Sabres, December 3rd. We're going as a show. We want you to come with us. Four-pack of tickets. Clue number two, Hugh Douglas.
This is a cartoon character that was a character on The Simpsons.
Okay.
Oh, so we've really narrowed this thing
down. Yeah. So you went from really broad to narrow now.
Yeah.
All right. So this
I just heard you kill an owl. It's like five stacks. Yeah, I'm going to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think you were going to say that. I didn't know what you were going to say.
Illegal, it's illegal to shoot an owl.
That's
And it's like, if you do, it's like five stacks.
Yeah.
No, I think that's partially on you, Joe.
It is. Like, I mean, you asked the question.
We should have known.
And I kept telling him, don't ask me. I'm looking at him like.
You did warn him.
You asked.
You don't want to hear the answer.
I mean, because it's like, first of all, it's in the house.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody in the house probably freaking out.
Well, yeah, Schottenheimer said he had 72 text messages.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's freaking out. And, you know, you're coming in and the wife's probably yelling and screaming and you want her to stop doing that. So you go for the quickest solution. Now I'm going to jail.
What do you think?
And a $5,000 fine.
What do you think Brian Schottenheimer thought when he saw 72 missed texts? I would imagine someone died.
Like, well, yeah.
Or something like bad happened, right? Well, not an owl on the
house.
That's
probably where your mind would go first.
Yeah, like something bad.
Yeah. Not owl.
Not an owl.
And then you're like, you wonder, like, because owls have a wide wingspan. How did it get in the house? Like, what were you doing for the owl to fly into the house? That's the next question.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions to be asked there. All right, we got two clues out for you there. Huge clues, 4-pack of tickets on the line today to go see the Flyers and Sabres with us on December 3rd. All right, Cowboy Clarence is in Southwest Philly. What's up? What's up, Cowboy Clarence?
Well, you had to agree with you. The next 9 games,
yeah.
And it's any game on Sunday. So I guess the Dallas game is going to be a catwalk, so.
Well, no, I don't know if it's a catwalk, but it's a win. I mean, the Eagles are obviously going to beat the Cowboys.
Catwalk.
When they play them, Clarence.
Cakewalk, right?
Catwalk. I mean, there's also catwalks. But, Clarence, yeah, I mean, you can't really think the Cowboys are going to beat the Eagles when they play them.
You never know. They had a hard time beating them before.
Yeah.
And how many points they won by?
It wasn't much. It was a one-score game. Yeah, it was close. And that Cowboys defense stinks.
Suspect.
Yeah, and the reason I root for him, I go a long way back. I was a big Tony Dosa fan when I was young.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.